Good afternoon, everyone. This is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're very happy to be with you this afternoon, as we always are, live in the Tampa Bay Network from 3 to 5 on this radio station, Tantalk1340.com. On the internet, you can go over there and catch us there, and that would be great. And we have wonderful Starcom Media Network partners now. And this show airs on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern or 6 a.m. Central on Starcom Media. So whether you're listening live or to this show on Starcom on Sunday mornings, or whether or not you've gone to our website, bohmglobal.com, is our website address, bohmglobal.com, where you can listen to a lot of our shows. In fact, hundreds of them are located there. We've got probably at least 350 shows there. And we're actually about show number 423 or 4 today, something like that. I'd have to look, but we're close. Been on the air for over 8 years, and we are blessed to be a part of this network here, Tantalk, and also now on Starcom Media. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, pastor of Beacon of Hope Ministries, located in Clearwater, Florida, and around the globe in different areas. And we are just so glad to have this opportunity every week to be on the air and talk about the Lord and really share God's principles that He teaches us through His Word. We are a Word-based ministry. That's what we're all about. Our slogan is, where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. I'll say that again. That's what we're all about at Beacon of Hope. Where the Word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives. And I don't know about you, but I think most of us have times in our lives, and maybe on a very, very frequent basis, where there's things that have caused hurts and problems and disappointments and pain, and we need the touch of God in our lives. Some of you right now out in radio land may be hurting. Maybe you're going through a loss, a pain, or you're suffering from a situation in a relationship or financially or at work. I mean, there's so many areas where we all have issues that we go through. And whatever it is in your life today, we are here to be a word of encouragement to you. We are here to be a word of blessing and a word of hope in life for whatever you're going through. We count it a joy, and we count it actually a privilege to be able to be here on this station and share God's word with you today. We've had seen so many answers to prayer lately in our ministry. We have just tremendous answers to prayer all the time, and God gets all the glory and the praise for those. And we have a prayer ministry, which we'll talk about later on in the show a little bit more. But if you have a prayer need, you can use our email prayer ministry account. We would love for you to do that and contact us. We get prayer requests from people all the time. A lot of times people we do not know. That's fine. You don't even have to sign it. You can be anonymous, and that's also fine. And the email address, if you want to write that down, is prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And a couple years ago, instead of typing all that out, we shortened it because it had become, our ministry had become global. We're in our 14th year of this ministry. And so the address is prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can also reach me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. So we are looking forward to a great show. I'm going to be joined today by two of our radio team members. And both of those happen to be in Indiana today, mother and daughter. And some of you are getting acquainted with our radio team members. There's several of them that alternate and take turns on the show with me. Betty up in Connersville, Indiana, and her daughter Megan in Richmond, Indiana, will be joining us in a little while. Let us begin with prayer today, and we're going to get right to our first song. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be in the listening ears of our audience, whether they be on the website or live or wherever they might be listening to this show. Lord, we thank you that you have opened this door of ministry for us so many years ago, and we continue on faithfully to give out your life-giving words week after week. Lord, we count it a joy and a privilege to be able to do that. We love to talk about you, God. Lord, we ask that today, as we minister your word in chat, in songs, in the scriptures, Lord, that it would come alive in our listeners' ears and in their hearts. Lord, like that song says, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you, Lord. And that's our goal for this show today, Lord, that eyes and ears will be open to the truth of your word, Lord, that you would just spark our listeners with a renewed desire to have more of you in their lives and to trust you more, to be more dependent on you for all the things that concern each of us in our daily lives. Lord, we just thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke in our lives. Your anointing is your presence, and it comes and it just changes us. And it just moves in our hearts. Lord, we ask today for a powerful anointing on this entire show, and we know you will bring it. You always do. So we give you glory and praise in advance for what you're going to do in each of our hearts and all of our listeners. In Jesus' name, this we pray, amen and amen. We're going to start out with a song that is pretty contemporary. And it's one that I love a lot, and it is entitled, Whom Shall I Fear? By Chris Tomlin. Whatever you're going through today, do not be afraid, because God is with you, and so is his angel army.
Darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield, though troubles linger still. Whom shall I fear? Yeah.
I'm holding on to your promises, Lord. You are faithful. Nothing formed against me can stand. Whom shall I fear? I believe, after all the years of ministry I've been involved in most of my life, that one of our biggest enemies is fear. Fear will keep you bound up. It'll keep you from moving out with purpose and intention. We are in a new series, which we began a couple weeks ago here on this show. It's called Fired Up with Purpose. And we need to be aware that each of us has a purpose and a plan. God has a plan for each of us, and we've got to figure that out and realize that we need to get on board with God's plan. And this series is fired up with purpose, because when you're just kind of nonchalant or, I don't know if I have a purpose or not, I'm not sure why I'm here on this earth, then you don't accomplish a whole lot. The people that accomplish a lot is when they realize they have purpose. They have, God has a plan for their lives, and they want to get in line with that plan. And dear one, that's the desire of my heart, to be in line, in sync with the plan and purpose of God for me. That's why we're doing these radio shows. This one and our Thursday night show. It's because God has directed it, and I want to follow his plan and do what he has for us to do. I want to accomplish what he would have us accomplish in this earth. While we are still here, God has a plan for you, dear one, and maybe you'll understand that more as we go through this show today. Betty, are you on the air with me?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon, Mimi. I hear you've been feeding the baby, your granddaughter.
Oh, yes. I tell you, there is nothing more precious than, you know, than life itself and the miracle of birth and
Amen.
The miracle of grandchildren.
Absolutely. And this is your second, well, actually your third grandchild. Your second went to be with the Lord last year, but this is your third grandchild. And this is little Zoe Grace, and Megan, who will be on the show later. It's her daughter. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I tell you, it's a blessing. It's, you know, I thought having children was cool.
Yeah.
That, you know, being a Mimi or a Nana or
yeah.
a Nana Florida.
Right.
Nana Florida. Nana Florida the Great.
Yeah, that get it right. That you got to get that right. That's who I am.
Right.
Nana Florida the Great, not just Great Nana Florida.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Whatever.
Yes, whatever. Go ahead.
It's a blessing. It's really a blessing.
It really is. And we're so glad you're joining us today on the show, as always. You and Megan both are part of the radio team. And we're in this series, Betty, about being fired up with purpose, you know? And that's part of our purpose in life, is to be good parents, good grandparents, and in my case, a good great-grandmother. And, you know, God, that's part of what God has for us. You know, not for everybody. There are people in this life that will never have children and all of that. That's fine. But for those of us who have had the privilege and the blessing of being parents and grandparents, etc., what a joy that that is part of our life purpose, isn't it?
Well, I think that, you know, we as mothers or grandmothers, we all have a longing to take care,
to nurture,
purpose,
yeah,
to nurture,
yeah,
to be a part of something that is so great, of one of God's creation. Now, whether it be human, whether it be animal, whatever care that you give,
right?
That's one of the things that a mother can do, is to give and to nurture and to care from birth, you know, till death. And
right.
It's a calling. It's a calling that you know some women have. There's
right.
a calling that you know other women have. But you know, I was blessed to have one. You were blessed to have three.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's you know, God gives us that opportunity if we want it. It's our choice.
Yeah.
I think if we want to be parents or not. And I was only blessed to have one. But it was God is so good.
But look at these grandchildren you're getting. And Megan, is that you on the line?
I'm on. Can you hear me?
We can, yes. Now we can, yes. And Megan, you're the mama of that new little baby, Zoe Grace. And a lot of our listening audience know your story about how you and your husband, Ben, lost your son, Grayson, last year, who only lived about 33 hours. But you have Andrew, who's five, and now you have a new baby. And this is really a blessing, isn't it, Mama Meg?
Oh, it is a blessing. I absolutely love being a mama. I love it.
And it's fitting because this show will air on the Starcom Media next week, which will be Mother's Day. And so here we are, all three of us mothers, and blessed to be that. Whether, you know, just life has brings so many joys, and this is one of those joys, to be a mother or a grandmother, don't you think?
Amen.
So
Amen.
We just speak.
Totally agree with you.
We speak blessing to all those mothers and grandmothers out there as we celebrate Mother's Day next Sunday. And for some listening, it would be next Sunday when they hear this. So anyway, and Megan, everything's going good there with baby Zoe, right?
Yes, everything is good. You just need a little prayer for her. She's got her battling her first little upper respiratory infection, and so it's just tough on those little ones.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yes. So we'll pray for little Zoe Grace. Absolutely. And last week, we started into 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we got down really as far as verse 7. But 2 Timothy 1:7, when I was teaching this again on Friday night at our Friday gathering here in Clearwater, I just could not get away from this verse, girls. It's just so impactful. This verse can change people's lives. And it is this, 2 Timothy 1:7, that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And that's one reason I wanted to start this show today with whom shall I fear? You know, we can have bad things happen to us, as you have, Megan, and we can let fear paralyze us for the future, can't we?
Well, absolutely. It can totally be debilitating if you let it.
Right. It can, but go ahead.
But when you put your trust and faith in the Lord and you have those moments when you put your trust in Him and you ask for His peace, He puts that upon you and will carry you through all of that.
Oh, amen. He has that amazing way to do this. And as we talk about being fired up with purpose, I think there's a lot of people in this world who know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they've made that decision at some point, but maybe because, you know, they have not been in the Word much, or they haven't gone to church or studied, gone to Bible studies or anything to grow their faith. Maybe it's just something that happened to them a while back, maybe even in Sunday school when they accepted Jesus in their heart, but they're not really living it. So as life's cares come along, those fears can mount when we're not in the Word. Right, Betty? I mean, the importance of being in the Word is what this show is all about. Oof.
Well, I think that you made a very valid point, is the Word of God renews us.
Right.
And with all of the things that we go through on a daily basis, is we need that renewal, that we need that refreshing, we need that living water to wash over us and to give us more purpose, to keep us going.
Amen.
To say,
Amen.
Hey, you know, whatever the enemy throws at us, you know, no weapon formed against me will prosper.
Amen. Absolutely not.
And it takes a lot of effort.
Right.
I'll just use myself as an example. You know, busy. You know, with a new one, with Andrew, with the chores at the farm.
Right.
Is that I have to make time.
Yes.
Because the Lord takes time for me.
Right.
So I have to take time for Him. It's just
Amen.
Very important that if we're too busy with our worldly things that we do here, then we've got to make time and make it a necessity to give time to the Lord also.
And it's our personal responsibility, isn't it? Nobody's going to make you get in the Word or even listen to a show like this or tune into the heart of God. You know, nobody's going to make you do that. That's your choice.
Well, and it should be something that you want to do.
Right.
It should be almost like a longing that it's like, we talk on the telephone or we communicate through email or through texting. is that, you know, maybe I can't wait to text my friend about what's going on at work or whatever. Well, we should have that anticipation of, okay, in the next few minutes, I'm going to spend some time in the Word.
Right.
Or I'm going to listen to the Word, or I'm going to just be still and listen to see if God has something for me.
Oh, amen.
And I picture him sitting here waiting on the phone to ring. And
right.
Nobody calls.
Right.
Nobody calls. Well, what does that do to him? Is that if we don't communicate with him, he can't communicate with us. You see
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I think I quoted this verse last week, but it is so critical to this whole discussion we're having. Jeremiah 33:3, which we often call God's phone number. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. So when we have those questions in our lives, Meg, I'm going to address this question to you. When we have those questions in our lives about things that are going on, don't you think it's easy for fear to take over? And maybe we don't even operate with this, like it says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has given us power, love, and a sound mind. And maybe so often we don't seem to be operating in that power, love, or sound mind because we've given in to fear, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's easier to give in to fear than it is to be a proactive Christian.
Oh, it is.
What I mean by that is spending time in the Word.
Yes.
Spending time talking to Him.
Right.
But, and you know, it's those moments of when you think, well, you know, it's just better for me to be silent. And no, it's not.
Right.
Because that's what the devil wants out of us, is for us to just sit back and be silent and just take whatever's, you know, just take it, whatever's thrown out. It's just cower.
Right.
Well, we are not to cower because
amen.
The scripture sounds that we are of a sound mind. So
sound mind.
If you're uprooted and you're fearful and you're having anxiety, then you need to turn to the Bible. You need to spend time in the Bible.
Right.
Because when you read the Bible, you got to pay attention. You just can't, you know, just go read a scripture and it just sink in. You have to actually sit there and meditate on what you're reading so that you can understand and correlate it and relate it to how it's supposed to relate to you. Because that's those, as we've talked about before, it's those rhema words that the
yes.
Lord will send you to. But you got to ask. You got to take the time. You got to give him the time of day that you give to Facebook, text messages, calling
right.
your friends.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You got to put the time in.
You got to do it.
To get the peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love the song we just played by Chris Tomlin, you know, Whom Shall I Fear? Because it said the God of angel armies is always on our side. You know, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. And if we live that way, we're not going to walk around in fear. But when we
right.
get sidetracked, like you were just talking, Meg, with life's problems, anxieties and fears and doubt and worry and all that, we're not going to live in the victory of love, power, love, and a sound mind, you know? And in one translation, it translates it sensible in the Message Bible. It says being bold, loving, and sensible. Talk to me about that, Betty, I'm sorry. And that's 2 Timothy 1:7, being bold, loving, and sensible. Woo!
Well, I think they all play a key role
yeah.
in how we deal with the things of everyday life.
Right.
We can choose to cower. We can choose to bow down.
Yes.
And that's not what God intended for his kids.
Amen.
His kids, you know, we speak of holy boldness. This is to be able to speak the word of God and not
right.
be ashamed.
Right. Amen.
It gives us an opportunity to be all who God wants us to
yes.
be. It's kind of like that army thing, you know, be one with, you know, with the army. But that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be so close to him and give us that ability to share what God has done for us, either through testimony or through the word of God, you know, giving someone a word of inspiration
sure.
or a word of encouragement.
Hope. Encouragement, yeah.
Hope, strength, peace, comfort, all of the things that the Holy Spirit can give
right.
is available to us, you know, through His Word, through prayer, however that you commune with the Lord, it's just as easy as typing an email to a friend or whatever. I mean, it's that simple.
Right, exactly. And again, what we're saying here is that fear is such a powerful force, and the devil uses it against us. Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But He said, I have come to give you life and to give it abundantly, you know? And so it's not, we're not living an abundant life when we're living in a bunch of fear and anxiety. We're just not. We're just, instead, what's happening is we're just down under the thumb of the devil. You know what I mean, Megan? Where we are just,
I do.
You know, really just down under all the junk that He's throwing at us.
Well, you know, and I'm just sitting here hearing you say that, it makes me think of being emotionally crippled.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is because, like, when I found out about what Grayson had, when I found out about it, it did, just for a few minutes, it's like it emotionally crippled me.
Oh, yeah.
Like I just wanted to curl up in a ball.
Right.
And just go away. And that's
right.
Not to die, but I just wanted it to go away.
Right,
well,
sure.
It couldn't go away. I had to face it.
Right.
But I realized and knew from my background and being a Christian is where to turn to was to turn to the Lord, to turn to my best friend that could help me and carry me through that rough time.
Amen. Amen. You know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus said, don't be afraid because when I leave, He was talking about the disciples a few days before He went to the cross. He said, the friend is coming. Your friend is coming. And He was talking about the Holy Spirit, and He'll be your comforter. He'll be your buddy. He'll be stick right there with you. He'll be your advocate and helper and strengthener. And I don't know about you, Betty, but there's so many times in my life where I just absolutely need the strength and the courage that the Holy Spirit can put in me during difficult situations, you know?
You know, I'm just sitting here, you know, just praying, you know, silently, is that God wants us to press on.
Yes.
And fear can have such an off button.
Yes.
In us that we don't want to do anything. We will retreat.
Right.
We will back off. We will hide because we don't want the pain or we don't want to face what is ahead of us.
Right.
And I think God's word for us right now is to press on.
Press on.
Is to be courageous, to give, let the Holy Spirit push through you, push through that fear.
Right.
To replace it with the peace that passes all understanding and give you the gumption and to give you the that propels you or catapults you past fear.
Right.
Past anything that the enemy has for you.
Right.
Now, in saying that, Pastor and Megan, is that sometimes it's hard to do.
Well, it is.
You know, we can sit here and talk about, you know, pressing on. We can talk about pushing through.
Right.
Or if there's bills that can't be paid, you know, those are the things that Satan uses to discourage us.
Sure.
We have to depend. And it, again, you say, Betty, it's easier said than done. No, I've been there. We've all been there.
We sure have. We know it's not that easy. And
one of the things of fear is losing something, whether it be a loved one, whether it be your house, your car, your spouse, your partner, whoever it is.
Right.
It's that, and I told a friend this week, is that Satan gets us at our weakest point.
Yes, he does.
And with me, this last couple of weeks has been my health and through my animals.
Right. She has a ranch, so she has a lot of animals,
yeah,
she and her husband.
Yeah, it's kind of like Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom in Indiana. Yeah.
But, you know, that's where he tries, that's where he puts the fear at,
yes,
is at our weakest point.
He sure does. But Betty, this verse says we've not been given fear by God. That comes from the enemy.
No,
but we have been given a gift of boldness to be loving and to be sensible. That's what God has given us. And I think so often we think that fear is just normal. We should just, everybody's afraid all the time. You know, we get so, Megan talked to me about this, we get so used to fear that it seems like we're supposed to always react in fear, you know?
Yeah, and you know, that's typically the way that we react anyway. Because
right.
It's that, like that flight mechanism. It's like, oh, I got to get away from this. But
right.
No. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. That
yes.
means that when you're faced with those times, guess what? You actually feel like you can trudge forward.
Right.
You can go through the quicksand. You can just walk right over the top of it because you feel empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. And when you realize the fear doesn't come from God, and Betty, I want your comment on this. I think so often we give into it and think it is normal, quote unquote. Everybody's afraid all the time. Everybody walks around in fear. And again, this verse, God has not given us a spirit of fear. That comes from the devil. But what God has given us is boldness and a loving spirit, and he's given us sense and be sensible, sound mind. And I think we got to realize we got to resist and fight the fear. Betty, talk to me about that.
Oh, I tell you, just in those last few sentences has really hit home with me, is if you would hear me outside at times when I knew that my horse may be dying.
Right.
Or when I knew that Grayson was dying.
Right.
That we had to let him go.
Right.
And what the enemy did at that point in time is anxiety, fear, condemnation. I mean, it all doesn't just come in one step at a time. He can throw it on you to the point where you feel like that, you know, you can't get up. You
right.
feel like you're down. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, that we can tread on scorpions. That
Amen.
We can come out and we can be victorious.
Right.
That we can. And you know what? What you said, we've got to get fired up.
Yes.
And if you've ever heard me or Pastor Marcia or Megan pray.
Yeah.
And understand that we can get very loud.
Right, we can.
That's the boldness,
yes.
That the fire comes out. The
right.
The way of, that's just my way. I won't speak for you or Megan, but that is my way of telling
right.
the enemy, I'm rising above this situation.
Exactly.
You think now. You think you can keep me down.
Right.
Let me tell you, my friend, I am coming up, and I am coming up stronger. I am coming up more vibrant. I am coming out of my financial situation. I'm coming out of my health situation.
Right.
And I am victorious.
Amen. And it's a decision.
Amen.
It's a fight, and it's a decision. So we made this point Friday night a lot. We have to resist the devil. And the word says in James 4:7-8, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Megan, you want to comment on that?
Oh, sure. You know, it doesn't take a lot to let the devil know what you believe in. Because there's been times where I had been so sad or so, so upset that sometimes all I can do is get down on the ground and just say the word Jesus.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, and that the devil then goes, uh-oh, she knows who he is. And it's
right.
like, yes, I do. And,
right.
and all you have to say is, Satan, get thee behind me in the name of Jesus, and he has to flee.
Absolutely.
Because as a child of God, he can't lay hands on you. He can't touch you. He can test you, and he can try to trick you.
Absolutely.
But that's where, when you're a child of the king, you know how, and you can totally decipher when those situations are coming in.
Right, you can.
You can sense it. Actually, it just makes me sick. You can just feel it.
Well, you can, but that is a blessing that God does warn
yes.
us or kind of help us through events that might be difficult by kind of a foreknowledge about it. And it really does make us realize that God knows what's about to happen, because he sees the future too. He sees the past. He forgives our past when we ask him to forgive it. And he doesn't remember those sins. It's not that. But he is present future, which means he's with us right now, and he is always looking to the future. He knows what's about to happen in our lives. And so the Holy Spirit within us is our helper, our strengthener, our friend, our advocate, all of those things that he is. And he helps us. He's our standby. That's one of the meanings of the word friend in the original Greek. And he's right there with us. Betty, talk to me about that, because I tell you, without that, I don't know how I get through some of the things that I have to go through from time to time.
Well, I praise God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I praise God for the power.
Yes.
Because you remember that the power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead,
yes,
lives in us.
Right.
And so what greater message can we convey, and what greater blessing than we have is then the comforter, our advocate, that, you know, Jesus sits at the right hand of God.
Oh, amen.
And that's our ticket.
Yes.
That's our flight. If Jesus was tempted,
right,
while his walk was here, he rebuked him, and we have that same power,
yes,
within us that can come out through boldness.
Yes, amen.
Through fire, but that boldness and that fire comes from getting into God's word,
mm-hmm,
and staying in it, understanding it to the point of digestion is just. There's so much solace in knowing that God's word is alive.
Oh,
it's
amen.
Alive today, as it was back 2,000 years ago, that it, you know, God's word is alive. And I know that song by Casting Crowns, you know, God, you know, the word is alive.
Yes, I love that song.
It has meaning.
Woo.
It has purpose. It has the ability to bring us out of any situation that we're in. Everything that lives must die. But you know what? If we die with him, we also live with him.
Oh, amen. We'll get to those verses. Those are good.
And
yeah.
It's to endure hardship, we'll reign with him. So those words, see how that word
is
alive.
I mean, it does.
It gives you goosebumps at times, because you could read something one day, read it the next day, and it's like, wow, a light bulb comes on.
And it does.
That's for me.
With that said, let's go over to Romans 8:15-17 a minute, and I'm going to ask for you both to comment on this. And as I read this, I'm going to read it in the Message Bible. That's the paraphrase. It's easier for most people to understand. Romans 8:15-17, if you have your Bible, you can join us. Paul is saying here, this resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, now that word means fearful, so now we already know this resurrection life we have is not a timid life. It's not a grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant. I love those words. Megan, I remember a few months ago when you were adventurously expecting a new baby girl, you know? And it's that, it just, wow. This life that we have, this resurrection life, it's adventurously expectant. Greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who he is, and we know who we are. Father and children. And we know we are going to get what's coming to us, an unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. Megan, start with you. Comment on this. This is a powerful section of scripture. And then we'll go back to 2 Timothy pretty soon. But
Well, you want to talk about goosebumps. That scripture, I love that scripture, because we went over it. Like you said, we went over that when I was pregnant with Zoe. But,
yes,
you know, that scripture to me, it's like, I'm not going to, I'm just going to talk about myself in context of that scripture, is I'm not going to sit at my son's, you know, basically at my son's graveside. He was cremated, but I'm not going to sit and dwell on the fact that he's physically not here with me.
Right.
I chose to, and the Lord has helped me do this. He's helped me live an expectant lifestyle. It's what I mean by that.
Praise God.
You know, I've had a child that's passed away.
Yes.
But every day that I get up, I know that that little guy is waiting for me in heaven. And now here I have another blessing from the Lord, a perfectly healthy blessing that I get to get up to every day. Seeing her grow. I get to see my five-year-old Andrew grow. It's an expectant lifestyle. It's not
yes.
a lifestyle that I live that I'm depressed and that I'm walking around with my head hung down. No, I am a proud Christian, God-loving woman, and I'm going to live the rest of my days talking about my testimony because he brought me through such a rough time in my life, and that he has brought me out into such a beautiful life full of love and blessings. And I'm going to say that scripture is just, I could just go on and on. Sorry.
Whoa. You know what? You're fired up with purpose, girl.
And
Grandma Mimi, before we get your response on those verses, we're going to do this song by Sidewalk Prophets. Help me find it.
To seem so clear, I'm finding I can't do this on my own. I don't know where to go from here. As long as I know that you are near, I'm done fighting, I'm finally letting go. I will trust in you, you've never failed before. I will trust in you. If there's a road I should walk, help me find it. If I need to be still, give me peace for the moment. Whatever your will, can you help me find it? Can you help me find it? I
Praise God, that's our prayer today. Help me find it, Lord. There's a road I should be walking. Help me find it. Praise God, I love that song by Sidewalk Prophets. Betty, didn't that just, those words just fit in right here where we're talking right now? Woo!
You know, that song played, it seemed like over and over again on my iPhone when Joe lost his job.
Oh, okay.
We had to make a a decision, you know, do we stay here in Indiana? Do we move to Mississippi?
Right.
And I remember being in the hotel room after we were looking, you know, looking at property and so forth down in Mississippi. And that song came on in the hotel room, and Joe was in the restroom shower. And, you know, that song, I mean, I got down on my knees, and I begged God, God, show me the road that you want me to go down.
Yes.
Do you want me, where do you want me? And that was a moment of surrender.
Yes, amen.
That, you know, we're heirs to the throne.
Amen.
And it gives us that opportunity that when we feel like that we're down in a hole or we can't get out, that God gives us that ladder to climb out on, or the rope, or
yes,
his hand will reach down to pull us out. And it's amazing, and I've noticed in the last few weeks how music can bring us out.
Oh, it does. It's just powerful.
Of that place that we're in that we just can't seem to get a good foothold,
or right,
we're losing our ground. And it's amazing to me, that song, that Chris Tomlin song, is that, you know, Lord, your will be done.
Yes, yes.
And that's a hard
yes,
word to pray.
Right.
Because sometimes we have that hard time of letting go.
Well, you know, as you're talking about that, going back to Romans 8 here in these couple verses, 15 to 17, these three verses, I love the way the Message Bible says it right here, that we greet God with a, what's next, Papa? You know,
yeah,
where are you leading me? What's going on? And, you know, when this series, Fired Up with Purpose, says, it's talking about where we're headed with God, where we're headed on a daily basis in our lives. And when we ask God, what's next, Papa? God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. We know who he is. We know who we are, father and children. Isn't that cool, Betty? I just love the way that comes together there in Romans 8.
It's, you know, it's almost like cookies and cream, you know?
That, right.
That, it comes together and it makes something beautiful.
Right. Yeah.
And
you're talking about ice cream, I take it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cookies and cream ice cream.
Couple of Oreos, yeah.
There you go.
Cookies and milk.
But yeah.
It is. It's a beautiful blend. It's
right.
It's a miraculous blend of who our Abba Father is.
Yes.
And how he ministers to us in different ways.
Right.
No matter where we are, no matter who we are, no matter where we're at, it's that gentle hand, that guiding spirit,
mm-hmm,
is with us.
I mean, right.
You know, if he be for us, who can be against us?
Right. Amen. So we know who we are, father and children.
Yes.
And we know we're going to get what's coming to us. Megan, I want you to comment on this. An unbelievable inheritance. We go through exactly what Christ goes through. If we go through the hard times with him, then we're certainly going to go through the good times with him. You want to comment on that? Woo.
Absolutely. You know, it's those times when I have been through those struggles, and it's like, you know, how did I make it through that? And it's like, it was because of my best friend, because of the Lord.
Yes, yes.
And it just, and I know this is probably going to sound really weird to people, but it blows my mind, because I'm not who I am unless I'm walking with him.
Amen.
What I mean by that is I'm not strong. I'm not an eloquent speaker. I'm not full of wisdom unless I'm walking with the Lord.
Oh, amen.
And
power, love, and a sound mind.
Amen. And it just, I love my relationship with him.
Amen.
He makes, and this makes me cry.
Yeah.
He makes me the mom that I am. He makes
right.
me the person that continues to love people that continue to hurt me.
Right.
Because he knows.
Yeah.
He's been through it. He's been persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the fact that knowing that he's been through the same thing that I have, it makes that relationship even that much stronger, because he can relate to us.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And we know we've got this inheritance, you know? I mean,
right.
What we're doing right here, yeah, we're fired up with purpose, because our purpose is not just to live each day as an overcoming Christian, although that is our purpose, and to take those opportunities that come our way. But our purpose also is to really show others that no matter how bad life is, no matter what's going on, we can overcome in the difficult moments. Betty, talk to me about that. We can overcome. Amen.
Oh, amen. You know, I could that could give me a shout and a hallelujah right there. Because I think a lot of times people are, again, fearful.
Yes.
Afraid of change.
Yes.
We've talked about this many times. Afraid of change. Afraid of stepping out of our comfort zone and trying something new. And I know you guys talked about this on Thursday night in Go Yard. Is, you know, having a goal board or a dream board to look at and say, okay, God, this is where I've been.
Right.
I know where I've been. This is where I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And set goals, because it's so important to keep yourself alive.
Right.
And what I mean by that is that giving yourself purpose.
Right.
Maybe it's just like with Megan. I see great purpose in her.
Absolutely.
Great strides where she's been, where she's came from, and where she's going.
Right.
A lot of times we get stalemated in a relationship, or we get stalemated in a job, or anything that can hold us back.
Right.
Is being able to say, hey, you know, in 5 years, I want to be retired. I want to maybe not live on a beach, but be somewhere where I can serve the Lord the most.
Right, sure.
And it's stepping outside of that comfort zone and saying, I'm going to do it.
Right, absolutely.
Who else with the Lord that would give us that determination, that strength, that overcoming spirit to say, I can overcome all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. Amen.
Having that relationship like Megan has and I have and you have and our listeners have with the Lord is that the stronger that relationship is, the greater the communication that we have with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Makes us as strong as steel, tempered steel. And it keeps us going. It keeps us strong so that when the enemy's fiery darts do come at us, you know, you've got that shield of faith, you've got the sword of spirit, and you've got to know it, because it's power. And that's all I can say is it's power. It gives God's word, God's strength. We're heirs of the kingdom. It gives us strength.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I agree. Megan, let's try something. When you're not talking, can you mute? Because I'm hearing all kinds of stuff, and I know you're busy.
Yes,
with
ma'am.
I know you're busy with the baby and everything, and but I think that's what's happening. When you're not talking, go ahead. But Megan, go ahead and comment on this, because honestly, if we try to just live this life in our own power and our own strength, we can't do it. We're not going to be very good at it every day, don't you think?
No, I would fail. I know I would.
Yeah.
Because I have walked, you know, I've always believed in the Lord. I've always been a Christian. But there's been times in my life where I've not walked as closely as I am now, as I have been since I found out about Grayson. But there's a difference, and I notice it, because when I'm not walking the path that he wants me to walk, things are all muddled. Everything's just kind of just sloppy.
Right.
But when the Lord is leading me, when I let the Lord lead me, when we're walking hand in hand, I'm telling you, everything is just, it's like a well-oiled machine.
It is, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
It is, because he knows what's going to happen. And when
we let
him carry us, then everything is going to be okay. You know, it's like he just makes me a braver person.
Right.
And that's why then I know that's where I belong, because without him, this life would be meaningless.
Right.
It really would. It really would.
Yeah. I so agree. And I, you know, we just encourage our listening audience, you know, try God, you know, get involved more than just what we call around here is fire insurance. When you ask Jesus to come into your heart because you don't want to go to hell, you know, when you die, that's just fire insurance. And, you know, when you say, God, I want to walk with you, that's relationship. You know, we're going to talk more about this in our second hour. Let's talk about some other things here real quick and get our station ID in just a moment. You know, Betty, you and Pastor Jim do the prayer ministry, and I mentioned it at the top of the show, but I would like for you to mention it again. We're hearing from people we don't have any idea who they are or where they are, and that's wonderful. We want more of you sending prayer requests, because we have a prayer team who needs to go to work and pray for those needs, don't you think?
Oh, yes, and they're a mighty group of women and men.
Right.
It's not just women, it's men.
Yeah.
You know, we need the men to step up, too. But
Amen.
It's an opportunity that no matter where you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what you need, that God will answer our prayer.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we've had a lot of prayer requests come in for very serious issues. We've had some with unspoken requests.
Right.
That ask that, you know, God knows those requests. We don't have to be so wordy and know everything that's going on, because the Lord already knows.
He does.
And it's amazing how, you know, we've had many prayer requests come in from people that we don't know.
Right.
It doesn't matter to God. It
doesn't matter
to us. If you need prayer, we will pray. And it's just so easy as prayers@bohmglobal.com.
That's it.
To just type, you know, unspoken request, and it goes out. The people pray. There's a prayer that we send along with that. And it's just a simple sending, you know, a request to that email address.
Right.
And if you want to be a participating member, you don't have to go to BOHM. You don't have to go to Beacon of Hope.
No.
You can be a member of any religion, faith, whatever. If you like to pray, send us a note and say, hey, add me to the prayer chain, because I would like to pray along with the prayer warriors.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing to be able to pray for someone and you don't even know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
God,
it's great.
That the Lord does. So we, you know, it is a blessing.
And we're seeing such huge answers to prayer critical things in people's lives, and difficult things, and emotional things, and physical problems, all kinds of stuff. So we welcome you to use our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty or my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, will pick up your request and get it out. So we encourage you to use that prayer line. On Thursday nights, we have another show. It airs every Thursday night at 6:06 in the Tampa Network. And that's tantalk1340.com. You can tune in at 6 o'clock Eastern. We come on the air about 6:05. It is me with my other name, Mama Mac, and one of our ministry team members, Angel, Dr. Angel Falzoni. She's PhD, mental health counselor, licensed mental health counselor. And this is a life coaching show. And Megan, you want to say a quick word about Go Yard? That's the name of it. And then we'll get here to station ID in a minute.
Absolutely. Go Yard is a really upbeat talk show. I mean, you guys get on there and you really dig into some really cool, really cool issues. Like your first show was about abuse.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about how to lead better lives.
Right.
I mean, it's an all around general, well informed radio show that people can call in, they can text in. I mean, it's an interactive radio show where Dr. Falzoni and you are giving real life scenarios, and she's helping and you're helping to teach people how to turn their lives around for the better.
Right.
And it's just need to tune in. It's just a good show.
All right. 6:06 on this network, tantalk1340.com, on Thursday nights. It actually airs airs the next week at 5 p.m. on the Starcom Media Network. And that is 5 o'clock Eastern or 4 o'clock Central. So tune in and join us for that. We have a Friday night gathering every Friday night in Clearwater, a Bible study that I teach. And a lot of times Pastor Jim either teaches or joins me in it. It's interactive. We have praise and worship. It's a wonderful night. 6:30 on Friday nights, 3580 Almerton Road. Anyone is welcome. We would love to have you. And every Friday night, called the Friday Gathering at 6:30. Here we go. And this is Station ID.